This is Pushing the Odds on SB Nation Radio, live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios in Las Vegas. Here's Matt Perrault.
It's Pushing the Odds, SB Nation Radio. I'm psyched that we were able to run down Joseph Benavidez, the number three ranked flyweight in the world, according to the UFC. Sherdog's got him as the number two ranked flyweight, and a guy who knows a lot about Demetrius Johnson and Henry Cejudo. He joins us on the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans hotline. Joseph, Matt Perrault, how are you?
What's going on, brother? Thanks for having me on.
Well, thank you for coming on. I appreciate it.
I was lost in the woods for a while. So.
No worries, my friend. No worries. Hey, on Wikipedia, they have your nickname as Joby Wan Kenobi. Has anybody ever called you Joby Wan Kenobi?
Yeah, a lot of people do. It didn't quite click as a nickname, just because I think it's pretty long, but a lot of people will still, like, to this day, just tweet or, like, greet me or whatever and just be like, Joby Wan. So I guess it kind of did, but no, it's not an official thing. I don't really have a nickname.
Yeah.
A while back, I actually let fans, like, pick my nickname. Was going to change it every fight? And I did that, and, like, Joby Wan Kenobi ended up being one of them. So it kind of stuck, but don't really have a nickname. I think Jiu-Jitsu and Beefcake are more likely.
There you go. I like Jiu-Jitsu a lot. That's great. All right, so here we have a co-main event tomorrow, in Los Angeles between two fighters you know quite well. You fought them both in Henry Cejudo and Demetrius Johnson. How do you see this fight going, and do you see it going in a similar way the first time these two guys fought, with Demetrius Johnson winning?
Yeah. In a similar way of him winning is more likely than a similar way of, like, how it ended, like, so quickly with the knockout and stuff. I mean, I think it's going to be a way competitive fight. I mean, I can see Cejudo winning. I think in a way, like, even though obviously I like DJ as a person, I don't like Cejudo as a person. Like, mm-hmm. It's one of those cases where you kind of, like, you feel weird, but it's like, am I rooting for Cejudo? And, like, I kind of am. You know, like, I want him to succeed in this regard. Just I think it'd be really good just for the division and sport and everything. And when I look at it, even without the wishful thinking, I mean, I think he really has the tools. I obviously haven't fought DJ in 3 years, and I just fought Cejudo very recently. And even though I got the win and lost to DJ, Cejudo's improved in my fight, improved in his fight since. Mighty Mouse is obviously, even though he's at the top, I think he's always improving, which that's what's the most impressive about him. But yeah, man, I mean, Cejudo definitely has the tools on the feet. I mean, the first fight, I think he was definitely green and got into one of Mighty Mouse's wheelhouse and got too comfortable, which was the clinch, where you've seen Mighty Mouse just do a ton of damage there in past fights, and he got there without thought he'd be safe. I think if Cejudo fights right and strategic, I think he has the tools, because at the end of it, like, I feel Mighty Mouse usually towards the fourth and fifth round, so, like, he starts winning with wrestling, you know, usually.
Right.
He's not going to necessarily be able to out-wrestle Cejudo unless he gets him dog-tired, where Cejudo already showed that he could take him down. So I think if Cejudo plays it right, he definitely has the tools, but, you know, that seems so cliche in the sport because everyone kind of has the tools. Like, you're in the UFC because you have the tools. It's kind of about putting them together.
Right.
And that's what I say always, that Mighty Mouse does better than anybody. He fights everybody different. He does exact strategies, you know, technique, tactics that he should do against everybody, and he uses them all correctly. So, you know, it's one thing being able to do something, but Mighty Mouse seems to always go and do it, execute it.
So for fans that don't know the history between you and Henry Cejudo, you mentioned that you don't like him. Obviously, that continues from the bad blood that you guys have had historically. But, you know, what happened? What still bothers you about him personally?
Oh, no, it's really nothing. I should just say me and Mighty Mouse actually have, like, a relationship where, like, we hung out a lot before we fought, like, promoting the division and stuff, but we also, like, since then have been really cool. Like, if I see Mighty Mouse, we'll talk, we'll kind of catch up. I wouldn't say, like me and Cejudo fought, a ton of respect from his athlete, obviously. Like, when you go to a war with somebody, like me and him went through, which, you know, was an amazing, you know, high-paced fight between two of the best guys, like, you gain a respect from, when I say I don't like Cejudo, I don't mean it like I don't mean it viciously in any way. Like, oh, I don't like him, I can't stand him. Like, we aren't gonna talk or like go bowling together or anything. You know what I mean? That's all I really mean. Like, it's not, he's not someone I hate. I wouldn't even say like I don't like him. That's just the easiest way to say that like we don't talk or like have a relationship outside of our respect for each other as athletes.
So there wasn't any Ultimate Fighter stuff, words being said, nothing like that.
Well, that was a little different because, you know, we're fighting. So the bad blood on the Ultimate Fighter built in, and there was a reason for it. Like, hey, we're going to fight each other. Like, you know, this is what we do. This is a buildup. You don't, you know, you're stuck with the person. Like, that was an odd, it was a real different, like concept. Like, you don't really realize, like, if you're going to fight somebody, you don't see them until the week of the fight, and then you have like one press conference, one stare down, and then you fight them. You don't typically see a guy every day 6 months out from your fight. Well, I think that would happen. You'd get annoyed by me, by anybody. So that was kind of what it was, and now we fought, and it's over, and I'm like, hey, like, we're not going to, like, get along, and like like I said, I think we're still two different people at the heart of it, but we don't have to see each other every day. We respect each other from the fight we had. And that's about as far as it goes.
Update us on where you are health-wise. And I know in your last fight against Sergio Pettis, you were getting back. You had ring rust, clearly. You had to get back in the octagon, get things back flowing for you after the injury to your knee. But if Henry were to win this fight, would you ask for him to fight him for the belt?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think it's warranted. I mean, like, I don't know. I mean, I had 6 wins in a row. That's the longest win streak that I think has ever happened in flyweight besides Demetrius' title reign. I don't think anyone's ever won 6 fights in a row in this division. Besides me and Demetrius having the title. And even if you look at my last fight, I mean, I don't think I lost that fight.
Mm-hmm. I agree, by the way.
18 months.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't think I lost it. I think, yeah, there's things I could have done better, but when I look at it as a whole, yeah, I don't think I lost it. And I don't think anyone would disagree with me and Cejudo fighting if he won, seeing as I have a win over him where, you know, he manhandled Sergio. Like, no one, like, that was kind of like a downer of a fight on that card that I don't know if people would want to see again. But I think Sergio would deserve it again to kind of redeem himself, especially after, you know, getting the win, I say, in quotes, over me. But also I think, you know, with the history me and Cejudo have and having a win over him, if he was the champion, I mean, he should want to probably redeem himself for that win before fighting the guy that he already beat. But, you know, we'll see what happens. Either way, I mean, I want to fight again before the end of the year. I was out 18 months before the fight with Sergio. Felt physically better than ever, you know. So I'm just ready to get back in and make up for time and get back on the streak.
Very cool. I'll get you out of here on this, Joseph. You know, TJ Dillashaw is fighting Cody Garbrandt coming up in the headliner tomorrow night at UFC 227. And if TJ wins that fight and beats Garbrandt again, how would you feel about him dropping down to 125, him coming into the flyweight division? You know, do you like these guys who are getting the chance to fight for two belts at once?
I think that's great. I mean, like, I think our division is, the thing is, it's skill-wise, people don't realize how amazing our division is. Like, people say, oh, well, Demetrius doesn't have competition. No, he beat competition, but, like, our division is new, and we just happen, you know, like, he happens to be the champion of it. Like all the guys he beat, say this division was around, you know, 15 years, would have been, you know, champions before, if that weight class was around. Like, you know, you get a guy like John Jones, if someone comes in, it's like, he beat former champion. They have those titles because they were able to, because the division was around to have former champions. Like, everyone that Demetrius is beating would have been, you know, legends and former champions in a flyweight division had to have the history. So anyway, our division is skilled. So the more people we can bring down to show that, like, I think TJ is one of the best pound for pound in the world too. One of the best guys I've ever trained with. Some of the best stand up, you know, in the game, as is Cody. And like both those guys, I think would want to go down and fight Demetrius. So that's just the kind of skill you bring with like the smaller weight classes and the athletes. So I'm up for like making the division better and at any time getting more skill in there, getting more people to realize like, oh my God, like these are the best fighters, the small guys. These are the guys that you can just do stuff that, you know, maybe other guys can't. So, you know, if he goes down, that is what it is. You know, like you got to be the best fighter in the world. And, you know, if someone's down your weight class, you want all the best fighters there.
Right.
So, yeah, I mean, I think that would be great. I think anything to mix up the division and stuff would be excellent. With TJ, the only difference, I think, it's kind of different because if Cody wins, then they obviously have to do a trilogy.
Right.
But if TJ wins, there's the option of DJ, but also TJ having a loss to Dominic. So we'll see kind of where that goes. So I think it's inevitable, though, for someone to drop down and for Demetrius to do something else. But I am hoping it's someone coming to our division because that's the division that needs it, you know, not like, oh, DJ goes up. So
yeah.
We'll see what happens. Like I said, I'm just down for making the division better and more competitive in any way.
Very cool. Joseph, congratulations on Dapper Scrappers. That's Instagram.com. Uh-huh. Dapper Scrappers. That's your new Instagram.
Yeah.
That's your brand new home for fashion in the fight game, which I think is a really, really cool deal. So really, congratulations on that, and thank you for coming on. I really appreciate
guys,
you coming on.
It's just the beginning of Dapper Scrappers, I'm telling you. Just got the Instagram. It's growing, and we're going to take this thing to another level.
Very, very cool. That's Joseph Benavidez, the number 3 ranked flyweight in the world, joining us on the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Hotline. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. If you like fashion in the fight game, Dapper Scrappers on Instagram, check it out. It's really, really cool what he's doing for that. We are back with the play-by-play voice of the 49ers next, pushing the odds, SB Nation Radio.